I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coming up on TMS, Jewy Duty.
Mad Johnson, Fury Keyboard.
2 hours of animatronic yokels.
I don't worship Kiss, but you might.
Chode butter for a beer is a fair trade.
There's a lot of attached tissue there.
Twinkle, twinkle, little drone.
Corrosive pooch pee.
That little gnome girl who won the Olympics.
We need yous at the courthouse.
Swimming is Polish for swimming.
50 years of getting peed on.
Don't touch that jolly bobbit.
Roger Rabbit frantic car zooming around ride.
Three ham and eggers with Justin and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Using your speakerphone in public. I barely want to listen to my own phone conversations, let alone yours in a Walmart. If I can hear you on speakerphone in a Walmart, you should have to pay for my stuff.
Okay.
The Morning Stream. Look out, Muppets!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Tuesday, July 27, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, you can feel that it's Brian Ibbett. You can feel
the energy, the electricity coming off of me and my... today's Hawaiian shirt.
Look at that.
There's a return to the Millennium Falcon R2-D2 Hawaiian shirt.
I like it.
Which, 2 weeks from today, no, not really, 2 weeks from yesterday, I'll be wearing this to my first experience in Black Spire Outpost in Batuu in Star Wars land at what used to be Toontown.
Toontown, right? You're going to head on to Toontown. Yeah. Yep. Everyone's favorite high velocity excitement moment of Disneyland time, Toontown.
That's right.
Wow.
Ooh, can I ride the Roger Rabbit frantic car zooming around ride?
The answer is
Toontown
no.
Is still there. Then what is this?
Right.
What was it? Oh, that's right. It was part of Tom Sawyer Island or
yes,
something.
Yes. The whole wear a cap and there's all the animals and the beavers and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's
you're talking about a coonskin cap.
I don't know. I can't remember what those are called. But
Bear Country. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Bear Country. Okay.
Bear Country.
And they moved
the
train
Bear Country
tracks?
Jamboree used to be.
That's the thing I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah. This will be better.
Oh, let's. Oh, can I sit and watch 2 hours of animatronic yokel humor, please?
Well, it's your favorite.
Is it air conditioned? Okay. I'll do it.
It is your favorite. So come on now. You love that stuff.
Yeah, I love that yokel humor.
Yeah, big fan of that.
Yeah, yokels. 2 weeks from today, as a quick reminder, is the mini TMS meetup. Mini because only half of the TMS host brigade will be there in attendance.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't try. I really tried, folks.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And you got, do you know how many people are showing up? Like, handful?
No. So far, I think six or seven have reached out to me and said, hey, I'll be there. I can't wait to see it. The guy who sent me the tube of chode butter from the night before my ride, like, I get a box that has a case of Pop-Tarts minis.
Oh, I got those too.
Which are really good. Oh, you got those too? Those are so good.
I didn't eat them because I thought they were too sugary, but also we'd save them for the show, and then I forgot. They're here somewhere.
Oh, well, we could eat them on the show tomorrow.
I don't know where I put them.
They're, you know, you don't have to eat all of them. And you're now, your doctor said you could have some shug, just not.
Oh, yeah, I can do a little tasty test.
It's don't fine. Go crazy with the shug.
Yeah, if I ate a whole box of those, I'd regret it, but I could eat.
Yeah, you would regret it. But anyway, so he sent me a tube of chode butter the night before the big ride. And so I'm buying him a drink at Trader Sam's. What did I say, 7 p.m.? Did 7 I say 7 p.m. or did I say 7:30 p.m.?
I thought you said 7. No, 7?
7.
7 is what I remember you saying, but I think
I did say 7.
A couple weeks ago, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Chode butter for a drink is a pretty good trade.
I think so, too. Yeah. How about a nice drink with some rum served in a weird tiki glass?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. And by the way, big thanks to everybody who detailed what a bird's nest drink is. Thanks for that.
Oh.
Boy, howdy, dude. That was worse than I thought it was going to be. I didn't
know. The description on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. It's
not made out of the nest. It's made out of solidified bird saliva.
Yeah, the stuff they hold the nest together with. So all that stuff congeals, and then you run, hot water through it, and then it drains out. Now you got thickened freaking bird spit drink. No.
Yeah, and guess what? People are going to be saying, well, what do you think honey is?
I have issues with honey as well, but I usually keep it to myself because I know I'm in the minority. But I think honey is weird. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm curious, you always think about with weird food like this, who's the first person who kind of steps off the ledge and tries a drink made from a bird's nest?
Yeah, who's? Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody looked at that bird's nest up there and says, hey, you know what? I bet that would be tasty.
Mm-hmm. I think about this all the time. Like, who's the first banana? Who went down that road?
Yeah.
Who died trying to eat a weird mushroom that was bad for you before he found the good ones? Like I got questions about all that stuff, and there has to be somebody somewhere was like the first one to say, I'll bet we could make a tasty drink out of this bird's nest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of psycho is that? Who
yeah, I don't know
who you are. Who are you?
Yeah. Somebody crazy. That's what it is.
And Tally, I know about those bananas, but like the original stuff, like the old prehistoric looking big ass plantain looking seed banana things. Like, who was the first one to be okay eating that or anything? I don't care what. Who ate the first squirrel and said, okay, I didn't die? Like, I don't know. Who are these people?
At least that's meat. At least it's an animal you can cook and roast and try. But geez, I don't know.
Like, the first apple was tried by Eve ate it from a
Tim
snake.
Apple, I believe. Oh, it's Tim they named Apple. It after him.
That's right. Tim Apple and his apples.
Tim Apple.
I got a quick dream question. It's not in this deck. I looked. I know. Okay. I don't know what to make of this, but somewhere in this deck, there's probably something that's close enough, but I just couldn't equate it. But basically, I had a dream last night that I was, for some reason, talking to Tom Merritt.
Okay.
He wasn't there, though, and I don't know if this meant, well, in my dream, he was on, like, some kind of Skype-y thing or something. He wasn't there, but I was having a conversation with him. And while I was doing that, I was typing. And I was typing very fast, very furiously typing, right? Fast and furiously typing.
Okay, all right,
And in the middle of my typing, in my middle of conversation with Tom, my keyboard exploded with a pretty massive force, enough to blow my hands off to the wrist completely. So exploded my hands. Left with just bloody stumps. And at the end of the dream, I'm holding the stumps up, looking dumb like I didn't know what happened. And that was the end of the dream.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think that is, Brian? Let's apply some thinking to that there. What do you think?
Have you had any Twitter wars with anyone recently?
None. I've had no Twitter wars. I've had no run-ins with any other malfunctioning hardware lately. Anything like that.
God. It sure feels like...
Yeah, there's just
I don't know.
There.
I mean, it feels like it's got to be related to angry response, typing, dealing with trolls. I don't know. I mean, something.
I mean, that's what I would think. And there have been a few of those lately, but I usually just block them and move on these days. But there's this body parts one we talked about, but it doesn't have any description in there about this kind of trauma.
No, so. And I think the focus of the dream isn't the body, isn't the stumps, because that's just the result of explosion. So there's no explosion card in the deck?
No, nothing with well, I went through pretty carefully, but I guess I didn't go through really slow. Mm-hmm. So not that carefully, I guess, but I didn't see anything that was like, you're dreaming of explosions. That just wasn't in here. There is one about, here, this one says, Technology. Okay, so maybe that fits.
Oh, okay. That could be, yeah, technology. Sure.
Computer, laptops, tablets. Let's see. Often technology malfunctions. Oh, okay, this could be it. Often the technology malfunctions or proves frustrating in some other way. If it's a computer, your files may get deleted or corrupted. You may be unable to access them, blah, 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 blah. We think of technology as a servant programmed to obey our bidding. Hence, devices that malfunction in a dream show that we aren't as much control as we think we are. So maybe that's it. Maybe a
could be, yeah. Because I mean, that keyboards aren't supposed to explode. It's definitely a malfunction.
Yeah. Yep. That feels like a malfunction to me if it explodes. You know?
It does. Yeah.
I don't know what else you'd call that. Massive malfunction is what that is.
Right.
Anyway, I didn't know what to make of it. Maybe someone out there can figure this out because it's really.
Yeah, that's man, it certainly seems like it's just a direct response to, I'm so angry about this.
Well, you know what? Actually, now, okay, so I was going to talk about this anyway, but now I'm starting to link them. I did a fairly lengthy email-based interview with I'll just call them a large news network, because until it airs or prints, I don't want to.
Really? Would you say they're like a more of a national broadcasting company, or more of a?
I would call them an international organization. Let's put it that way.
Okay,
but I won't tell you the exact acronym.
You won't even give us the medium, right?
No.
I mean, is it
internet?
Print
it'll
online?
Be,
okay, internet.
Internet.
Oh, yeah. BuzzFeed got to you, huh?
No, it wasn't BuzzFeed. No chat. It wasn't OAN.
Did you get interviewed by Arianna Huffington?
No, I did not. So no HuffPo.
Darling, I want to write an article about you and put 14 puns in the headline.
I'll say it this way. That is it's a reputable non... It's not the kind of source that people argue about. It's one of the ones where they go,
right.
Yeah, they're if anything, they're boring. They don't pick sides on stuff. But it was all about this Blizzard stuff. And they wanted to get a perspective of like someone in the community who's been around for a long time and, you know, sees it from that angle and, you know, what all
you're
this
good,
means.
You're a good pick for that just because of your insider on the outside kind of thing. You're like the closest thing to a Blizzard employee without being a Blizzard employee, right?
Kind of,
because
there's a lot of attached tissue there, I guess. So,
sure.
Some of it hurts right now.
Why does that sound worse than connective tissue? Like,
I don't know. You're right. It does sound worse. It's a little more
attached tissue. Some tissue that's been stuck to the your heel.
It's a little more Hellraiser pinhead than I meant it to sound. But you're right.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, that went fine. It went fine. But I wonder if maybe the dream. Because that was furious typing. That was a lot of, not furious, but it was a lot of very...
Well, but it was heated, not heated typing. It was...
it was intense.
Emotional
typing. Yes.
Typing.
Yes, emotional, intense typing.
Sure.
And I wanted to get everything right. Didn't want to overstate something, understate something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to answer the best I could, all this. And I think maybe that could have been it. Now that we've talked through this, I think that may have been like the impetus for the dream.
So, was this an interview like by text? Or I guess you said it's by email. Was it like, oh, here's a question, and then you email back your response? Or was it like, here's a list of 12 questions we have about this, and you typed in 12
answers? It was a list of questions. The initial email was, hey, we'd love to do an interview, and we're fine just, you know, having you answer these via email if that works for you. And I said, great, that sounds good. And then they sent me a list of, I don't know, 10, 15 questions, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through and copy pasted each question, put a big answer underneath, sent them back, and we'll see how it goes. And then dreamt about blowing my hands off. So it all went great.
All right. Was it Red Tube or was it YouPorn or Pornhub? Which one was it?
Sad that I
know these three.
I think it was
the big three, aren't they? It's like knowing Eternium, Bitcoin, and Doge.
It was Adult Friend Finder, Brian. Adult.
That was Adult Friend Finder.
Yeah,
OnlyFans wanted to know.
Yeah, the AFF, the wonderful news network known as the AFF, got in touch with me.
Perfect.
Anyway, we'll see if it comes out. I'll I have no problem sharing it, but I just don't know if they're gonna print or not. Or actually,
interesting.
You know how this stuff goes. They're just trying to get stories, so we'll see how that goes. Do you ever have one of those days? I know you have because you're a podcaster. You had to have.
Yep.
where you made a show of any kind, of any length, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. entire thing got corrupted and lost? Have you ever done that?
Yes. I mean, technically, it was probably after a major hardware or software change, and I recorded an episode of Coverville, and I think I left out either it recorded my songs, but didn't record my microphone mm-hmm. or something along those lines. And so I actually had to go back to the back when I was using the Twitch VODs.
Yeah.
I had to go back to the VOD and isolate out my voice and put it over the music.
Oh, it's so much work. It's such a pain.
It really is. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's a huge pain. I know it's happened to most people. If you've done podcasting for much, you've done it. Now this show runs yeah. on a backup system. So I have this, right. everything have I do on this mic recording. Is backed up. So I have three backups basically. I have a video backup, two audio. Well, so two audio. And then I guess a fourth. Cause if I do have a problem, I can always go to the VOD.
You can always go back to the VOD. Yeah. yeah.
So there's, really, I mean, we've never lost a TMS as an example. Okay.
How do you feel about the word VOD or the acronym VOD? No, yeah, I guess it is an acronym that you pronounce. It's VOD. It's
video on demand. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The VOD.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like it. I mean, I say it.
No, I hate it. I don't like
dirty saying it.
I don't like it either. I don't like pod either when people say pod for podcast.
Short for, yeah.
Right. Hate it. Yeah. There's a whole generation of like Gen Zers who call it pods, and I just want to punch a donkey when I hear it. I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. Poor donkey didn't do anything.
Donkey didn't do anything.
No, the donkey was innocent.
Yeah, I know, Wabbit Magic. I don't keep my VODs because 5 minutes after that show goes up, it's severely edited, and I don't want anybody hearing the show that way. So.
No, yeah. Not only that, if they decide to go after you, you'll get struck and out.
Right, yeah. right, exactly.
With very little recourse. Like I got my first Twitch strike for... At the five and dime, no.
I was going to start singing that. I got my first Twitch copyright strike. Played a Billy Vanilli song.
It was actually when you and I did it together. We did the commentary over the Apple event.
Oh, right.
And the Apple event dinged me. That one got me.
The Tim Apple event, yeah.
Because I left it up. If I had deleted it right after, it would have been fine. But I didn't. I left it up and I got dinged. Anyway. The point is, so I still have this. I don't know how you expunge those. I have a big fat mark on me right now, and I don't know what to do with it. You can get up to three, but I don't want to be in trouble.
Oh, maybe it's your case. I'm going to be hearing at jury duty tomorrow.
Oh, you never know.
Oh,
you never know. All right. Tally says we're old now. Oh, Carter says she's old. She feels like, okay, anyway. The point is this. What is the point? Oh. I lost the entire Skim episode I recorded with my wife yesterday, and it was a good one.
Oh, no.
It was a good one. We were outside. This is part of the problem is I use this app that sucks.
Yeah, you're using the phone, right, to record it.
Yeah, so and I don't mind. The built-in app's fine, and there are a couple apps that are okay, but I was trying a new one. Mm-hmm. If I remember the name, I'll recommend against it, because this is where the problem happened.
If I find the name, I'll really...
Yeah, I'll really lay
them over
it.
The coals.
But so we did a little remote record, and normally that's fine. I use used to use an app called Recorder, I think is all simple name, yeah. and it's
yeah.
awesome. And I don't know why I didn't use it this time. Anyway, it all looked fine till I went to go get it. Raw file is dead, bad, gone. There was like 5 seconds of audio, and then a weird buzz the rest of the time, and I was so pissed. I read like 6 emails, gave big, fantastic answers to everything. Did all this stuff, had great content, great laughs with the wife, good times. Yeah. All gone to the ether.
That's a bummer. That's something that if it's a news show or like a core, the instance, you can go back and say, oh, well, here are the topics we talked about and we just cover them, bam, bam, bam.
Right.
The Skim is so spontaneous and you could read those emails again, probably even give the same responses, but it's going to be a completely different show the second time.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's so much more improv and hang out and say what's on your mind and your mood at the moment plays a role and all that. So it really sucks. And it's only happened to me twice in my entire podcasting career, this time and then one episode of The Instance. It didn't get corrupted, but it just didn't record. So it's more like yours where you thought it was recording and it didn't. And that sucked. So when that happened, it was Randy at the time. He and I turned around and did another one right after it. And it was freaking weird. I hated it. So I don't want to do that anymore. I guess what I'm saying is make sure you're recording and make sure it works before you do shit.
Yeah. And maybe even have a backup. If you have two phones, use them both.
Yeah, use both your phones. That's the trick. That's what I should have done. See, could have done that. Kim has a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done that.
Could have. All right. But, I mean, you know, you've never needed it before, so why would you think you'd need it now?
Yeah. And those Zoom HIN4s, whatever, I have one of those, too. It's not that I couldn't use that. Phones are fine, too. Oh. It's just, you know, it's just whatever. Those phone microphones actually are better than they've ever been, and it sounds fine. Sounds like good remote recording, but it's just I screwed up. All right. Brian, jury time may happen. You could get the call now, right? You could get it right in the show here, couldn't you?
Oh, wow. It was weird. Like, I didn't hear anything from you until you said the words call now.
No. You know what that's from? That's from the NSA trying to give me my info about the lost recording they have that they recorded for me.
Right.
No, your jury duty call. You're supposed
Jewy
to get.
Duty.
Yeah. When does that happen? That could be any second.
I don't
second.
Know. I can't tell for nothing.
Jackie Mason died, by the way. Jackie Mason passed away. Did you hear about that?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Aww.
He was like the ultimate Jewish comic. He was.
He really was. What was the cartoon character that he...
It was Krusty's dad, right?
Well, it was Krusty's dad, but there was an older one, like a... what am I thinking of? Somebody in the chat room is going to say it before I can look it up.
Crap. I don't remember either. I know now that you're doing it and now I can hear it.
The aardvark. The ant and the aardvark.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that was him. Was that Jackie Mason?
I don't know if it was him or if it was someone that sounded like that could do a good Jackie Mason impersonation.
Okay. Well, he was old. He was 93. He was almost 94.
Hey, ant, I'm going to pull you out of the...
Anyway.
Jackie Mason was not. It was John Biner. John friggin' Biner.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I'll take John Biner for the win. Mm. John Biner, like a regular on Hollywood Squares back in the day.
Oh, that guy. Okay. That
You've seen Jackie him. Mason. If you see a photo of the guy, it's like, that guy was on.
Oh, this guy. Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Like,
yep. I know who this is. This guy was in everything.
He wasn't everything, right? It was like, we need somebody who does impressions. Get John Biner or Rich Little.
Yeah. And if you have you just have a scene you need with a dork, he would step in and be in everything. Yeah. He was in Maude. He was in Hawaii Five-0, The Odd Couple, all of it, everything.
Oh, John Biner apparently did both the ant and the aardvark voice. That's talk about saving your money when you're making a cartoon.
He did. He was on The Simpsons. He played Zorro once. That's cool. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah. John Biner's still alive.
It's my mom's age. All right. Anyway.
My mom.
My man. So you were saying, what were you saying? Oh, jury duty.
I was talking about jury duty. So, Fred Travellino, kind of the third point of that 70s impersonator triangle was Fred Travellino.
Yep. One of those three guys.
Oh, which one is playing in Vegas right now between those three? I guarantee one of them is.
Yeah, if they're not all dead. Well, except John Boy. I guess he's alive.
Oh, Fred Travellino is alive, too. And Rich Little was at the Tropicana a few years ago. Anyway, jury duty. I find out at 3 p.m. if I will have to go to jury duty tomorrow. So,
breaking news. Fred Travellino died age 66 in 2009.
All right, Fred Travellino's dead?
Yeah, he no live.
Now he's got a whole bunch of new celebrities that he can impersonate, like George Burns, Nixon.
Yep, all the best.
That's right.
All right, sorry, back to your
they're
thing.
They're dead on impersonations.
Yeah.
Anyway, find out 3 p.m. today if I have jury duty tomorrow. So, unfortunately, that means that we don't know for sure right now if there's a show tomorrow until 3 p.m.
Yeah. It's weird how specific they are with you with the time they're going to call you. Isn't that seem...
No, it's not when they're going to call me. Basically, I have to call after 3 p.m. Oh. That's when they know who they're going to need for the next day.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you then. You'll know then what's going on.
I'll know then. So I'll call. I'm wondering if I call right at 3, mm-hmm. do you think it's a matter of like, well, the first, 18 people that call, we'll take them. Or do you think it's like...
Oh, geez. I don't know, but I will laugh if you call and they go, your call is very important to us. Due to high call volume, you're going to be on hold for a minute.
My guess is there's going to be a recording. I'll punch in my number and it'll say, you are not required for jury duty tomorrow.
jury duty.
Jury duty.
Well, I hope that that's the answer, because jury duty's lame. I say it's lame, but I think it's, you know, it's a good duty. It's a duty.
It is your civic duty. I can't bitch about people who don't get the vaccine and then blow off jury duty, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
no, I get you. They're both,
it's
duties.
A civic duty. It is like something you do for the greater good, and
yeah.
Yeah.
Get the vaccine is what we're saying.
If we don't follow the rules, yeah, get the vaccine, people.
That's all we're saying, really.
It really went there. I mean, no reason for it to go there. But it's like, I look at it the same way. It's like, you sign up for the draft back in the day, mm-hmm. you get your vaccine, you attend jury duty.
Yeah, those are the big three, the triumvirate mm-hmm. of Brian's duties. He's got a third, fourth duty, but we're not going to talk about that one.
Nope, did that duty right after I got up this morning. A very successful.
Oh, good. A delivery. A successful delivery. Well done.
Duty.
Hey, I was going to say to you about a thing. It wasn't related to that. It was, you should record this call just to see if something weird happens. Like, you know, like just kind of see if it's a funny message.
Is that a federal offense? I don't know. I can do it if it's.
I don't think it's illegal. Would it be?
All right.
Call in for your notification. It shouldn't be any big deal.
Hi, I'm calling to see if I have jury duty tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming in.
Yeah, you got. It's not at the courthouse, though. It's over here.
We need yous to be at the courthouse at 9 o'clock.
You better bring a piece.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope. Part of me hopes you don't have it, but if you do, then there's always stories. So,
yep.
It's all good. Content is everything, and everything is content. All right, you guys, let's move on to some other stuff here. We got Scott trying to fumble for buttons. Here we go. Let's do this.
I don't watch the news.
It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
Ever wanted to play as a crow with a sword? How about build your own massive planetary government? If you said yes to these questions, you'll love the most recent Boop Show, available where you get podcasts. Scott Johnson and Brian Dunaway break down these games and much more in the indie game space. That's the Boop Show, frogpants.com/boop for more information.
I feel a little dirty about the phrase, the indie games space.
Oh, sure.
How else do you say it, though?
I mean, the indie games space. It's not like you're saying you're not.
So synergy-ish.
You're not using a modification of the word sphere, like the indie game sphere.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
So rest comfortably in the knowledge that it could be far worse.
I actually feel better about it now that you said that. All right, let's get to this first story. Poland, you know, the big P, the big P out there.
the big P.
I don't know why I'm calling them that. They're fine. Poland's great. Poland sent 6 swimmers home after selecting too many by mistake.
Oh.
Oops. How do you make that decision? Man.
Whoops. Do you think they miscounted or they misread a requirement or I guess we'll find out. It's probably in the article.
Yeah, it is in the article. And what's funny is, I don't know if it's funny, but if this story was from the 80s, let's say the 84 Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be
Polish.
We have
jokes.
A joke. Why did the Polish team send 6 swimmers back to Poland?
Yeah.
Because they sent too many to the Olympics.
Right. But we've gotten past that now because the Polish are cool. They make The Witcher 3 and everything. They're good. We like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poland have sent. Wouldn't that be has or have?
Poland, yes, but it's British. It's BBC.
Oh, is that why?
Poland have sent 6 swimmers home.
Oh, that does sound better in your accent, actually. It's funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't sound right.
you can make any bad grammar sound good by using a British accent.
Oh, those guys over there. Well, anyway, they've sent 6 swimmers home from the Tokyo Olympics.
They've sent him to hospital.
because they selected too many by mistake. Poland initially picked 23 athletes. Man, what's wrong with me?
Can't talk. All right, on a roll here.
Can't talk worth shit.
Maybe do it in an English accent. We'll be fine.
Poland initially picked 23. I have to do it in Queens. I can't do it anything else.
Has to be the Queens English.
23 athletes, but had to cut that to 17 based on a world governing body, FINA's qualifying rules, FINA. I don't know what that stands for. Final Inside Niagara anus.
Let's see. World governing body that has to do with the Olympics. FINA.
Yeah, what do you think it is? Without looking, we got to figure this out.
I know. Yeah. Let's see. The Federated.
Oh, that's a good word.
Institution.
Federated institution. Got it.
Of something athletes. I'm betting athletes is the last word of needed athletes.
Needed athletes. The Federated Institution of Needed Athletes. That's it. Yes.
Nope. Those other six are not needed athletes. Yeah. Send them back.
That's totally it. All right. Polish Swimming Federation, or the FZP. Now that doesn't make sense.
Well, it's in Poland, the word swimming is their word for swimming doesn't begin with an S. It probably begins with a Z.
Swimming.
Swimming. Yeah, that's probably it, actually. Yeah.
Keep on swimming. All right. The president, Paweł Szymański, has apologized and said he understood the anger of those who have been returned home. I express great regret, sadness, and bitterness about the situation, he said in a statement. Such a situation should not take place. And the reaction of the swimmers, their emotions, and the attack on the Polish Swimming Federation is understandable to me and justified. So the error was due to a desire to allow as many players and coaches as possible to take part in the games. One of the six athletes, Alicia Tchorz.
Yeah. I bet you don't even pronounce that T. I bet it's Chores.
That's probably just
Alicia Chores.
That sounds right. I've been playing a Chinese game for a review on one of my shows, and it's been a really good reminder that Q's, C's, and Z's are very different in Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
And so hearing them say them in the translation and then seeing them on screen has actually been weirdly educational for me. In I don't know, just being more mindful that, oh, right, the way the alphabet works and the way this and the sounds they actually generate in that country are way different than here. Anyway.
Makes sense.
Such a different situation should not... Oh, he already said that. All right. One of the athletes, this Chores, who represented Poland in the 2012 and 2016 Olympics, expressed her anger at the mistake on social media. She says, imagine dedicating 5 years of your life and striving for yet another of the most important sporting events, giving up your private life and work, sacrificing your family and dedication results in a total flop, she wrote on Facebook. I mean, she has a point. It's a good point.
Totally has a point. Exactly. Yeah, if you knew ahead of time that you're only going to need 17 of us, then, six of us could have just stayed home and spent time with our families and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, you'd find out, it'd be like you'd be playing for those 17 spots instead of for those 23 spots. So you'd know you had to work hard. By the way, the FINA, Corina Bayocco, is the Federación Internacional de Natation, International Swimming Federation.
Okay. So it's like the international body for swimming rules.
Natation.
Sure.
That's Federation Internationale de Natation.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Tally says I got it right. Welcome. Yeah. Thank you, Tally.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, awesome. Really?
Oh, Tally says I nailed it. She says, great job. That was perfectly spoken.
Yeah. And now, congratulations. But now she's saying, just stop. Emmanuel Macron is weeping. So.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Hey, that video's not true, is it? That he's got all those lays on him? Have you guys seen this video?
I have not seen the video.
Oh, my gosh. So they said when hospitality goes too far, and I don't know even where he's supposed to be, but it's Macron, or how do you say his name, at an event, and somebody puts a lay on him. And it's all like white floral lay. It's like, put it on his neck. And then he walks up to somebody else, and they put a floral lay on top of that neck.
Well, because you can't lays, you just can't have just one.
No, you can't just stop with one. You have to keep eating them. So then he kept moving, and then by the end, he's got like thousands of lays on him. It had to have been fake.
Thousands of lays?
Yeah, or maybe not thousands. Maybe
100? Can you see his head still?
Barely peeking out.
Or do the lays completely cover his head?
He was kind of just peeking out of it. Oh, wait, J.C. Calhoun.
Oh, there's a video. All right, hold on a second.
On the job here, look at him getting this video. Okay, let's see if this is
this looks real to me.
I mean,
oh, it is. Talia says it is fake.
It'd have to be fake, right? There's no way he could do all that. Okay, yeah, this is it. So I'll show this at home. See at the end? Yeah, that's
that last shot. Yeah, hold on a second.
It's funny,
I gotta pause on that last shot.
It's freaking funny, regardless.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to see like where the they obviously used the cloning brush tool in Photoshop. Yeah. It's good because they like everybody moves around them.
You can see it moving. There's like a weird warping going on if you play it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it's all pieced together. It's amazing though, right?
It's amazing. You just got to kind of think, all right, if that was real, where are those lays on the bottom hooked onto? Because it's not around his neck.
No, it's around his sturdy manhood.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
J.C. Calhoun points Taft, points to J.C. Calhoun, though. He is so Johnny on the spot with this stuff.
Totally, yes.
I don't know how he found that. That was crazy. He's like an AI. He's a machine learning AI. All right. let's move on to this story. cops call backup for a drone following her, only to find out it was actually the planet Jupiter and not a drone at all.
Oh, Jupiter's following you? Holy crap. That's actually worse.
That's actually way worse.
An entire planet that's following you as opposed to just a little drone.
Formerly thought unoccupied planet Jupiter following you around all the time. This is a rookie police officer in Glasgow, Scotland, was recently embarrassed to discover that the drone she thought was pursuing her on her way to a shopping center was actually just the planet Jupiter. It just appeared to be following her. Local news outlets, blah, 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 blah. Hey, did I send you, or did you see that video I took of the sun the other night? I don't know if you saw
that. No,
All right, well, I got to share this because damn it, what a weird-ass thing this was.
Was it just so much haze that you were able to take, like smoke and haze in the air, that you were able to take a video of the sun?
I mean, yes, but it looked fake. Like, this moment, I'm still unsure why this looks so freaking real.
Wow.
So, chat room, you guys can see it, too. Hold on. Look at that.
Okay.
Should be in Discord.
Oh, you said
it. Oh, I texted it. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Whatever. You know, whichever.
I mean, look at that thing. Like,
ooh, that is crazy looking. Isn't that weird? Holy cow.
I'm sure it's some combination of this phone shoots in HDR and so maybe the sun even looks weirder as a result or I don't know, but it ends up looking kind of fake or like.
It does. It looks like you Final Cut added a little pink orb to the sky.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Was it so much smoke? That's how the sun looked. And it almost, you can see it was in the western mountains over there. It was about to dip down. But normally you can see those mountains clear as day. And so that gives you an idea of how smoky it was. So thanks, California. Blame California. Yeah.
Blame fire and the sad properties of fire.
Yeah, I blame fire. Fire is the worst. All right.
By the way, J.C. Calhoun posted a new video. This is the actual real Macron video. Mm. And if you go to 55 seconds in the video, we go.
Yeah.
I love my new Squarespace site. I opened up a Squarespace site and created a... Yeah, there you go. But if you go to 55 seconds in that video...
Oh, that's a lot still.
It's still a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
A good, you know, dozen lays on...
That's still so much. That's hilarious. It almost works as a joke without the edit.
It kind of does. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Are we meant to like him? I like Macron sometimes. I think he's a dusty little bugger. I like him. I don't know. I don't really follow anything in France, but I think he's cool. Well, anyway, this whole Jupiter deal. Back to the Jupiter
drone.
Deal.
Drone that turned out to be a planet.
She
that's no moon. That's a planet. No moon.
She attempted to lose the drone, and that's her quote, on her way to a local shopping center. When she failed, she was afraid, eventually called the general complaints number on the Police Scotland thing to report that she was being followed by a drone and couldn't lose it. Operator working the complaints line told her the officer to return to her station where she could meet with senior officers, so she did as she was told. She thought the drone followed her there. it was just a bright white dot in the sky. Now I get it. Like,
yeah, the Jupiter's brighter than a star, right? And it doesn't twinkle like a star does. But I mean, you know,
how embarrassing.
This is borderline tinfoil hat territory here because it feels like you got to kind of be looking for a drone to think that's a drone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Plus, you're not hearing the sound, that telltale sound of a drone.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the drone out in a long time. I need to go out and fly the drone.
What are your own personal rules about flying that over people's houses? How do you do that?
It's totally fine if it's the 4th of July and some asshat is setting off firecrackers in their backyard when we've had dry conditions. I feel like it's okay.
Confirmed. That is correct.
I feel like it's warranted.
Yeah.
Totally until they shoot it down with a bottle rocket.
Yeah. I think that is actually the correct answer there.
No, usually it's like I go into a park and I try and see how quickly I can kind of zoom it around and keep it several feet off the ground. Like, you know, I don't want to go around any obstacles because I know I'll hit them and destroy my drone.
Sure.
But I like flying it around and doing figure eights and stuff like that.
I have a visual question that only live listeners will know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is it me or did you put a new picture of, I can't think of his name, filmmaker,
David Lynch?
David Lynch up on your thing there. Is that today? Did you do that?
It is today, yes. So this is an album photo frame. I can take albums out, put albums in.
Oh, okay.
And this is a tribute album to the music of David Lynch films. It was a live concert, and so it's covers of songs from Twin Peaks, all the Julie Cruise stuff, and Blue Velvet, and things like that. Yeah. And I haven't listened to the album yet, but I really like the cover, so I decided to put that in there. I had Bruce Springsteen and Sgt. Pepper in there before. I'm going to try and keep swapping that thing out.
Nice. He's staring at me is the reason I ask.
He is
looking at me like
his eyes follow you, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't like it. All right, let's move to this story here. A teen. We're to the teen story. You ready for teens?
Okay. All right. Tell me the teen story.
Teen driver swerves to miss a squirrel and crashes into Lincoln's historic family home.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, what's more important? Material things or a squirrel, a living creature?
Right, exactly. Far gone 7 years ago.
How was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? historic house built in 1650, excuse me, by the great-grandfather of President Abraham Lincoln, has been wrecked by a teenage driver trying to avoid a squirrel. The Samuel Lincoln House on North Street in the town Hingham, Massachusetts, was badly damaged when a 19-year-old motorist crashed into the front of this historic home on the morning of July 15th. First responders on the scene said they found the 2014 Audi Q7. That's a nice car. That's a nice Audi.
It is a nice one, yeah.
Did I say Audi? Audi.
Audi. Audi.
You don't say Audi.
Audi.
Yeah.
Well, we say Audi because of Audi Norman.
Oh, that's probably why, yeah. I got him all hooked on that weird crane game that I told you about. Crane machine or what's it called?
Dude, I've been hooked on. Oh, I got such a great game. I've got two great games to talk about next time on AppSlappy. One of them I'll save, but the other one is this Rise of Cultures. I was a big fan of Forge of Empires, that kind of building sim. Mm. You know, build a village town.
Yeah, kind of thing. You played that a lot, and I saw a post on Facebook yesterday. You were talking about this.
Yeah, totally digging it. I created a frog pants guild, but then I got bored with it and decided to join another guild because I need resources. So it's like if somebody reaches out and says I couldn't find the frog pants guild, then I'll go back and recreate the frog pants guild.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting in there alone, so it's like I need resources, man.
Yeah, you and I anyway. Share you and I share some. Enjoyment of this kind of game. I should check this out.
It is really cool. And the I like the graphics way better than Forge of Empires. Forge of Empires on iOS always felt like a PC port that they didn't get the graphics quite right for mobile for.
Mm. Yeah.
A bit mappy and stuff like that. But no, this one I really like. And there's no, make sure you go fight other people in your kingdom. It's like, nope, you fight, but you don't fight. It's no PvP. You fight AI opponents.
Oh, that's good. I prefer that.
I do too.
So would you say that it, it's free to play, but how up in your nose is it about micro?
I haven't gotten a single thing telling me to go buy gems. I don't think I have anyway. They've been minimal and I've ignored them. They give you a ton of emeralds at the beginning, and so I'm still sitting on a ton of emeralds.
All right, I'm gonna get this. You've talked me into it.
It's beautiful on the iPad Pro. It is just gorgeous.
I'll bet.
Rise of Cultures.
Rise of Cultures. They have a Reddit page and everything. So there you go, everybody.
Of course they do.
Anyway, this kid in this Audi here, half the car entered the home. According to, honey, I'm home. The car crashed into the historic home. And it says the Hingham Fire Department responded to the incident and the road was closed for several hours. Teenage driver suffered only minor injuries. When this sort of thing happens, what happens? Who pays for this? Do they have to?
Yeah, I don't know.
The parents?
Because it wasn't Abraham Lincoln's home. It was a great-grandfather of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. So.
It feels like that's even a more historic relic, though, right?
Well, it's older, but it's... It's not like the great-grandfather of Abraham Lincoln did anything except have a kid who had a kid who had a kid who happened to be Abraham Lincoln. You know, I mean, that's great. That's great that, you know, that you're a relative, but...
I love it.
How far back do we need to go, really, with these things?
I love it. No, that's a fair point. I had really considered it. Like, how far... Like, if you go back, you know, 20 generations from, I don't know, any famous person...
Yeah.
So what? So
yeah, exactly. Just like, you know, we're what was it? A quarter of us are descendants of Attila the Hun or something. Isn't that the way? Isn't that the
something
deal?
Something like that. There's like some.
So ooh.
My dad.
This is a historical house because it was owned by the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of Attila the Hun.
Because it's vaguely Lincolnish is what's going on.
Oh, Genghis Khan. I'm sorry. Genghis Khan, not Attila the Hun.
Oh, Genghis Khan. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot my conqueror, which conqueror it was. Maybe it was Kang.
Yeah.
The conqueror.
Tim Tally. Jeez. I know. Holy crap.
Talia says, yep, Genghis Khan, you guys are correct. Thanks for putting together a great show.
That's the translation.
That's how I read that.
Yeah, I'd read that way as well. Well, anyway. Yeah, it's a good title. Vaguely.
Anyway, but yeah, who pays for it? I guess you're responsible for the damages.
You'd think
but
so.
Probably not.
Probably insurance, right? The car is probably insured. His parents' insurance probably covers it, I would think.
Yeah, exactly.
I would assume, but yeah. Try not to do that. On my dad's side, we are directly related to Abraham Lincoln. And my dad's side goes back, I don't know, three generations before you hit Lincoln or something like that.
See, there you go. So your house should be a historical house.
Yeah, see, you're making a really good point. Like, we're in the line, you know? And on my mom's side, my mom's side, we're related to the Eli Whitney family.
What?
And they made the cotton gin. Which made slavery worse.
The least popular flavor of gin.
It made slavery worse because it upped production and made more slaves have to work harder and longer. And so on the one hand, we got we got the emancipation guy, right? We got the guy who ended it all.
Right. Free the slaves, but work harder.
But work harder, slaves. Hey, slaves, work harder, but also no more slaves. Like, that's a weird... Wow.
Dichotomy you're stuck in the middle of.
Yeah, it's really weird. Stuck in the middle again with you. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Final story. Pooch pee was blamed for a traffic light pole's collapse in central Japan. Oh boy!
Wow.
Yeah. 50 years old. This giant pole, and it was a big traffic light pole, and it collapsed. And they think dog urine is the reason. It snapped from its base. 50 years of getting peed on. I guess eventually something kind of corrodes and falls apart. This is according to the Mie Prefecture Police. So if you're out there, Brian, when you go, you know, look for this.
Yeah, I'll look for a fallen telephone pole.
Yeah, look for a pole that's
down. Or traffic pole.
Traffic light was installed at a crossroad in the Skara Scatamuchi Macho district.
Uh-huh, accurate.
Of the prefecture city Suzuka in 1997. That's when it was first put up there. It was found collapsed in bushes at a nearby park on the morning of February 18th this year. No one was injured. In the incident, there was apparently no problems with the quality or installation of the post. Otherwise, the entire government would commit harry-carry and admit they failed us. Anyway, they think it's just because dogs pee on it. That's the story. That's the upshot is dog pee will corrode and destroy your pole.
I mean, it's not even like this was in grass or anything where the pee could kind of absorb into the dirt. Yep. It just like corroded the metal right around the base.
Yep. Which is not what you want for your pole. I'm thinking you don't want that. What I do want, though, is a break before we get to Justin Robert Young. He's going to, I don't know, maybe try to convince me why I'm wrong about being blasé about the Olympics this year or any year. And maybe a little bit more. We'll see. We'll find out.
If your only argument is, well, they're not in Salt Lake City, if that's the only argument you have, I can't wait for this.
It's never been as exciting to me since then, but up till then it was exciting. So I don't know what happened. We'll bring that up.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait to unpack this. Yeah,
there's something going on there. All right, we'll do that after this song break that Brian hath prepared.
Sure. James Buckman wrote in. He said, "This is my band, Hot Apollo's new hot summer jam. Is it 90s? Is it punk? Is it glam? It's open to interpretation, but it definitely rocks. It's out now on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and any other place where you find music. And we even released a music video for it, too. The song is Bare Arms by the band Hot Apollo. This is great stuff. It reminds me a little bit of the Buzzcocks, so even going earlier than 90s,
wow,
but still staying in that punk genre. Here is Hot Apollo and the song Bare Arms.
Stream. Save it for the French.
All right, we've returned. Welcome back to the program. That song, one more time.
Yes, that's Hot Apollo. The song is Bare Arms. Find it wherever you get your music and check out more of their stuff.
That's glorious.
It is. I love it when we get music from tadpoolers, from members of the community, because oftentimes it's really good.
Plus, we got a lot of talented people who, you know, come share your talented stuff.
It's nice to help support them.
Sure. If you're in a band, submit a song. It's almost guaranteed we're going to play it.
Almost guaranteed.
Yeah,
I've had a couple where it's like, ooh, that one's a little on the rougher side. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, or if it sucks, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, but I'll never say that, but boy.
I'll tell you what doesn't suck.
These are their stories.
I'm terrible with names.
Look who it is. Justin Robert Young joining us from his Austin studios. Justin, welcome back to the Tuesday TMS. Good to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Just an electric tingling runs up my spine whenever I get to speak with you two, Chen.
Wow. That is something.
We tingle too, so yeah. That's good.
Hey, can you turn yourself up just a tiny tad, just a little tiny bit? It's a little cold. Oh, he has to get up. Sorry, I feel
and
bad.
Then while you're up, do you mind hugging that lady behind
you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. It's much better, much better.
Sound great.
Yes. Hey, it's. Can you hug the flag, Brian? Is that what
can
you're
you
saying?
Go back and hug the flag behind you? Just a gentle hug and smile, a creepy smile.
You know, just for old time's sakes, just to remind us of a certain time ago.
Time's gone by.
Hey, Justin's here. So here's the thing. I'm going to start this with a comment we got in the chat earlier when we were just talking about your upcoming segment today. And sure. Start with it. Oops, I totally effed up the screen. There he is. He's now squared off nicely. All right. Here's what the question or the statement was. This is from JC Calhoun. He says, there are too many swimming events. Unfriend me. So he's right, first of all. Second of all, but let's talk about the Olympics because I got this weird thing where up until 2002, yeah. I was always excited about both summer and winter Olympics. I thought they were great. Yeah. Couldn't wait. You got the guy in the 80s who hit his head real hard. Luganis, remember that? That was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that little
diving board?
That little mm-hmm. gnome girl that won the Olympic or won all the gymnastic stuff. Can't remember her name. Yes. And then before her, the other one that
Mary Lou Retton.
Yes. Mary Lou. Yeah. Yes. So all these names, these were all ringing bells. And I was way into
Nancy
it.
Kerrigan.
Nancy. So any of like the 80s and 90s, I was super into it. 84 in LA was a big deal. And, you know, whatever. The Olympics come to Salt Lake in 2002. It's a little somber because it's a year after 9/11. So everybody's just kind of, and they're, you know, Romney had to fix the Olympics because there were some problems early on. And
not exactly known as the party capital of the world.
No, not exactly. Not exactly. Not always.
Like, I mean, I'm saying it's a fine city. I've had very good nights in Salt Lake. Not known internationally. It's not exactly South.
Yeah. No, you are not. I will not argue that. You know, we did a good job, and we also didn't go into tons of debt, and it worked out great. So then something happened. I stopped caring about the Olympics, and I don't know if it's because it was right here, and we were like in the venues, and you know, it's still like a bunch of that stuff is still kind of very present here. And if you're gonna
never goes away, you build all these arenas and stuff, and then you just use them for like, you know, high school basketball tournaments.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Like a little tourism spot too.
Yeah. So they like the speed skating rink is now it doubles as the Grizzlies arena for IHL hockey, and then when speed skating for whatever reason may be needed, they use it for that. They converted a bunch of stuff in Park City and other parts of the more rural areas to like handle all kinds of crazy ski events and cross country and all this. And so it's all just sort of here now, and it's great.
Yeah, this intro has gone so in depth on the Salt Lake.
It really has. It really is an upset. This may be the problem.
Intro is now in its 10th minute, and it's 8 solid about the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics.
And this is probably part of the problem, because since then, I can't be bothered so much. I even did voiceover for GE commercials in 2012 for the whatever. I don't even remember where those were.
With the rowing. I remember the rowing one, yeah.
Yeah, who was that for? Or what? Whose Olympics was that?
What was the year?
Rio? Or Barcelona, maybe, 2012?
Either Rio or London.
I just don't remember.
London.
But then, you know, for whatever reason, from then on, I'm just like, okay, it's fine. It's good. I haven't watched a second of actual competition this year.
Mm-hmm. So is it just that it'll never match the love you truly had for the Salt Lake City Olympics, and now you're holding it against every other Olympiad?
No, here's what I think it is, and then we can discuss what the problem is if we don't think I'm right. I think it's because...
Number one, it's your personal preference. Like, if you don't enjoy the Olympics, I'm not here to yell at you about, like, not enjoying the Olympics. I don't think it's anybody's constitutional duty to pay attention to the sports coverage from the National Broadcasting Company or sign up for Peacock. But my only point is that I do enjoy it.
Right.
But let's see if we can get through whatever mental block you have.
Okay.
And maybe you can now enjoy the rest of these bizarre 2020 Olympics in the year 20.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's what I think is going on. I think nearly 20 years on, what happened was because it was all up in my face and it was unavoidable and it was this local pride thing and everybody was stoked and it was just a big parade for however long 2 weeks that thing took, that now it's like, I don't know, you worship the band Kiss. This is just an example. I don't, but you just say that's your band, man. Oh, freaking look at Gene Simmons with his makeup and his whatnot going on and Wow, I just love Kiss. They're so great. And then one day the band goes, hey, come on backstage and hang out with us. Sorry, Paul Stanley. Go, come on backstage and hang out with us. I'm Paul Stanley. And so they all go back there. And now you're with the band. And you're like, oh, Peter Criss and Ace Frehley and all these guys. Oh, my gosh. And then you're like, well, I've been up close. They're just people. That guy has bad breath. That one farted. And I don't know if this is that big a deal anymore. I think that's it. I think I just, I got to see the sausage getting made right up close and went, yeah, okay. I think I'm all right now. I don't need to.
So then I guess you were really there for the spectacle. Like the idea of the Olympics is not mm-hmm. because you were really into the concept of high end technical competition, right? It was just that, oh my God, here's this gigantic spectacle. Not only is it a smattering of the world's greatest athletes, it's all the world's greatest athletes, and they're all gathered and they're all going to do it. What an amazing time. And then you saw what that competition actually looks like, which is a lot more like a very loud and bright 4-H demonstration than it is the television product that you get when everything is glossy and everybody's three-legged cats that they're dedicating this race to. And and now you're like, oh, it's just a bunch of people running around.
Yeah, kind of that's it.
The curtain has been pulled back. Yeah.
Right. Also, it's just part of me thinks that I've gotten so soaked in like genre fiction as my main go-to for what I feel like doing when I'm not working, that if the Olympics has no genre fiction, it's just plain old, like, all right, he was faster than him, she dived better than that guy or that girl.
I mean, there are stories that, you know, there are some great stories behind some of the participants, but yeah, you're not going to find Fargo levels of drama behind the.
I mean, I don't know. I guess the meta concept of it. There is probably more high drama to the orchestration and execution of these Olympic Games than there's ever been.
But, yeah, well, that's for sure. Yeah. It's still going on too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Scott.
Yeah.
How much in general do you like to leave a thing on in the background? Like, can you leave things on in the background while you do another thing? Or do you tend to be ADD fixated on whatever is happening?
He's watching King of the Hill right now as he's doing this show. He's got it on another computer.
All right. So Brian is referring to something very prescient. We just talked about this. So this is funny you bring this up. I do like to have stuff going on in the background. And right now it happens to be King of the Hill. Sometimes it's Seinfeld. Sometimes it's MASH. Sometimes it's some old thing, new thing, whatever. But it's always something I've seen a million times. Futurama is a great thing for this. I just love having it on.
Doesn't require a lot of attention.
Right. Yeah. I've seen it a million times already. It makes me laugh even remotely. And I'm getting other things done while it's happening. So the answer is yes, I do like to do that. Olympics would be perfect for that. You're right.
That's my point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But I don't know why I don't go to that. I think my life is so streaming now, I don't think of it. I just don't think of it.
It's amazing.
You should try it because I love the Olympics because I like that background element of it. I just like to have it on because I'll be walking through the kitchen and I'll be picking something up. And next thing you know, it's like 3-on-3 women's basketball, Lithuania versus Spain. And I'm like, damn, these girls are going. Mm-hmm. Look at them shooting basketballs, boxing each other out. That's nuts. Anyway, I'm going to go finish working. I'm looking, I'm out. I have it on while I'm editing, and there's just a little box, and people are in kayaks and they're going crazy in these kayaks. And I'm like, that's nuts. Congratulations, Russian guy with a last name that is 70 letters.
and one vowel.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. You know what?
I mean, it seems like even you going back and watching the opening ceremonies would be worth it. Number one, it's there's something cool that they do technology wise every time, right? With the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
This one even had, as the players from the different countries are walking out, it's symphonic versions of video game music to celebrate this being in Tokyo. And
I saw a bunch of that. There was like Final Fantasy music and
other Chrono Trigger and
the opening and closing ceremonies. So I really don't like that. I'm not necessarily there for the pageantry. If anything, like the only time that I've actually sat down and watched a closing ceremony was when I first moved to California and I first became like friends, like not just like show friends, with Tom Merritt, who was also in the Bay at that time. And he was like, oh, come on over. I think we were recording something else, and just watch the closing ceremonies. And I'm like, cool. But if he hadn't invited me to do it, him and Eileen had invited me to do it, I wouldn't have. Because, like, I don't know, rat's ass. There's much stuff, and there's people running around, and it's a thing. And it's like okay, it always goes too long. And it's kind of like somebody looked at the Super Bowl halftime show and was like, why isn't this 3 hours?
Yeah.
Right. So, they always got to have those two or three countries where it's like one dude, and then they got to talk about that for 10 minutes. And I'm like, all right, they were one dude for the last four Olympics. I get it. They're all one. This one dude comes out of that tiny
one
country.
One person made it. And yeah. So it's like everything boring about a parade, about the Macy's Day parade, but without, Spider-Man and then a bunch of stuff that's like very cultural. And like, look, I guess if they did another one in the U.S., I'd probably pay attention more because they would have more references to stuff. But I remember even watching the London one where, like, you know, in general amongst other countries, and I understand that America's pretty myopic and more countries know more about American culture than we know about theirs. But the one that we know the most about is England. And even then it was like, and there's a jolly bobbit from the famous television show. Don't you touch that jolly bobbit. Like, and it's like, I was like, all right, whatever. Who cares? It's someone there, and he's old now, but he's wearing a young person's outfit because that was the Jolly Bobbit outfit. And then,
Jolly Bobbit.
And One Direction.
Jolly Bobbit.
I know that one.
I want to watch the Jolly Bobbit. So, all right. Well, okay. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm really going to do this. And then in a week, because there's a lot of Olympics between now and next Tuesday, next time we meet, I'll tell you how the background thing went. I'm going to sign up for a free whatever trial of
Peacock
because I don't have regular TV, so I'd have to do Peacock and just play it, and then I'll let you know, like, did this, because I'll tell you the one thing I do miss from it. There's a certain feeling during all of the competitions that feels good, like, oh look, we're up to something, that's everybody's doing it, and it's about the only time the world comes together for anything, even if it's mostly pageantry and even if it's mostly for show. It still feels like it's as close as we get to like actual global sort of come together kind of moment. So I do kind of miss that feeling. But then I'm also going to get, 6 months from now, we get the winter ones. So I don't know. Should I get that excited about summer? I like the winter ones better anyway. Like, people wipe out and do crazy shit on snowboards.
Luges and ice skating and stuff like that.
Like, I'm not trying to sell you a timeshare. Like, I'm not, you need to make this decision based on how you're going to live for like 10 years or anything. Like, I'm just saying, I like watching 3-on-3 women's basketball.
Are you going to come back to us a week from now and say, no, I watched it, I still don't like it, you guys are wrong?
I mean, I might.
All right. Number one, even if you don't have Peacock, if you do have a streaming service that is like your over the top cable or whatever.
Yeah.
It's constantly on. Like, every NBC network is effectively just Olympics propaganda. Like, there's never a time through the universal family of networks, including CNBC and all this other stuff, that like they're not showing something Olympic related. A lot of it is on Peacock, and a lot of the live stuff is on Peacock, because everything else that is the thing that's a bummer about the Olympics, that you're at like a restaurant or a bar and you're watching competitive darts. I don't even know if that's a thing. But it's like you kind of get invested in these two people, and then you're like, oh, let me I'm gonna drive back to the house, but before I go, let me just check and see what the status of the score is. And then you found out that it was recorded like 6 weeks ago. You see the one person that you watch like raising their hands with a gold medal, and you're like, oh, I guess that's anticlimactic now.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Right.
But yeah, I would say just put it on the background and see if you like it. I am there specifically for the same reason why I like the World Cup or big soccer competitions like the Euro finals. While I don't in general follow soccer at all, just because I really do enjoy big competition, world-class competition with stakes.
Yeah.
And you get to see that with sports that you really don't understand or know exist. But like, when you see these people do it, you're like, no, that's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a crazy thing to do. The only thing that isn't like that is curling, which even at its highest level looks like you can do it drunk with your friends.
All right. Yeah. You know what I do like? I like water polo. That's fun to watch because I know that how hard that is, and those dudes are jacked.
Water polo is intense. I was watching that at a getting lunch yesterday. Yeah, water polo is rough, and also apparently very violent.
Mm.
Like under the waves, there's just a lot of kicking and punching.
Really? Yeah. All right, I'm down. So I'm noticing right now, sorry, while we were talking, I loaded up Peacock, and there's some dude hosting something called Tokyo Gold, Rich Eisen, and just is talking about...
He's a sportscaster.
Okay, so is this a place to start, I guess? This is
that's
fine.
That's like a recap kind of show. I mean, that's just going to be your...
Wouldn't be bad to start. Yeah. It's just to start with a recap show and see what stuff, just leave it on in the background, do other stuff, and whenever stuff catches your eye, you're like, oh, I wonder if there's more. So, like, all right, to the point of there's too many swimming events, for who? Because I'm here for coverage, baby. I just want there to be stuff on all the time. Mm. And so if it's like, here's the 100-meter butterfly, and then here's the 200-meter butterfly, and then here's the single-legged butterfly. And then, I don't care. Yeah. I just like turning on my television. Someone's doing something. It's beach volleyball. It's 50,000 swimming events. It's a billion track and field events. I just like to do it. And then I like to root for the good old US of A because it makes me feel good that we can continue dominating the world.
Yeah, it does feel good once in a while. Okay, well, I just watched this guy.
In basketball where we choked like animals.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to be a good citizen. Not that you have to be a good citizen or watch to be a good citizen, but I'm going to try not to be so poopy
about
it.
Show for jury duty, get your vaccine, watch the Olympics.
Right, all these things that are important. Yeah. But I am going to, I'm going to give it a shot, and we'll talk more next week to see how it went. We'll see.
There is a good story though on the basketball side.
Yeah.
Because there's a very good NBA player by the name of Luka Doncic who is on a team with like seven other dudes that I think like sell, like they're all sandwich artists. Like they just are just absolute nobodies, have never played American competitive basketball, but he's so good that he's like beating teams that are actually good and have multiple NBA players on them.
Oh, wow.
And so like, I think he scored 48 points in his first Olympic game ever against a pretty good Argentina team. So if you can catch a Slovenia game, which has the same population as New Mexico, just so happens that one of them is Luka Doncic. That is good. Just so you could watch somebody just totally demolish a bunch of other people.
I'm kind of into it. All right, that's cool. So we'll do a little follow up. In the meantime, you've got all sorts of stuff going on while you do these things in the background. For example, that 1-6 thing started today, so I'm sure you're going to have coverage on that and what comes out of that, at least politically. Anything else going on you want to mention to the fine folks at home?
There's the infrastructure deal, which is on again, off again, on again, off again. I do suspect that it will probably happen, mostly because both sides have come so far and the upside to canning it is really only on the progressive side in their hope that they would then jam through the reconciliation bill first or only. But I don't think that the Democratic senators who have worked really hard on the bipartisan bill will want that to happen. And so I do believe that we are going to get some kind of bipartisan deal on infrastructure. But then again, you never know. It could be that everybody's fighting right now really, really bitterly because they know this is their last chance to do it before they make a deal. Or apparently this is a John McCain saying, it's always darkest before it goes pitch black.
Is that really a thing? He said that before? No.
That apparently, I read in a newsletter, the Punchbowl newsletter this morning that quoted that, but I love that.
That's
love
amazing. That.
I've heard it before, but I didn't know that was John McCain.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. One final note. I just noticed this 3-on-3 basketball. So they're doing a little coverage of that, Japan versus America. I didn't know it was half court. That's awesome. That's so
it's,
cool.
Yeah, it's not even half court. You just take it beyond the 3-point line, I believe.
Oh, like, what?
So you are checking it and then you throw it just right out beyond the 3-point line. And I guess America on the women's side is good. America on the men's side was like three ham and eggers from Purdue. no actual like NBA talent, because it's a very different game. It's a very fast paced game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was mesmerized watching US versus China, women's 3-on-3 basketball. And I was like, damn, this rules.
Yeah. This is all right, actually. Okay, well, you may have convinced me. It's Justin Robert Young convincing people one day at a time. Justin R. Young on Twitter, and make sure to check out his stuff.
Justin Young, give me my gold medal, yeah. IOC.
Give him his medal, yo. Oh, I forgot to... Oh, I think he hung up on me. I think he was Johnny on the out there. Yeah, he hung up on me. But that doesn't mean I was going to forget this.
The jury will now retire.
I remembered it.
The jury self-retired. Wow.
That's right. Now they're showing some kind of soccer ball here.
Oh, you must be. Are you on like this? This is probably the highlights. Is it the Team USA highlights, or is it the bald dude highlights?
Bald dude highlights. Yeah. Which it sounds like an incorrect thing to say, because he's
There's bald. Another channel on Peacock that's called Team USA, and it's like highlights from all of their games, like water polo, sailing. Oh,
okay.
So that's good too.
All right, I'm gonna check it. Do you sub to Peacock, or do you
just do the free tier? Because there's something that Tina watches that's on there that we need it for right now. Oh no, I don't want to say, because I'm gonna use it for recommendals tomorrow, so never mind.
All right, then hold that thought. Unless you're on jury duty, then hold it one more week.
Right, exactly. Then I'm holding it for a whole extra week.
Or there's a Actually, I don't have confirmation yet. If Wendy's not here Thursday, we could shift. We could do our own little recommendals that day. Maybe get Nicole in if she wants. But
we could totally do that. Okay, cool.
But I haven't heard from Wendy yet, so I'll have to wait for that. Anyway, all right. Well, you've all done well. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us today. We do have one more thing to do—a bonus mashup from our pal Jamie. He sent one called "Bonus Mashup." You shouldn't be dancing. This is one of the SPTs, which I forgot what that means.
Scott plays
spells terrible.
No, SPT. Scott plays games. SPT. I'll find out really quick.
Okay.
Scott pronounces things.
Oh shit! This is bad.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. I always forget what these categories are. All right, I'm going to play it now. He's been very busy. He's got all kinds of these lined up, and here's one of them. So enjoy. Jalapeno Jickups. Jalapeno. Let me do that again. Jalapeno Jickups. TikTok teens try tumbling. Oh, shit. I don't like naked ladies. Sorry. I do like naked ladies.
That word isn't in there.
All your base is nearly eligible for COVID. Do you not Howie Mandel? Sorry. Do not get Howie Mandel wet. I need some protein. I can't read. I'm going to do that one again. Beavers have chewed. They have chewed.
Chewed. Past tense, chewed.
There's no way that's right. Coming. I don't know why I'm laughing. Can I do Frontier here as well, or is that just a Denver thing? I've never heard of it until you told me about Frontier.
We've flown Frontier to Salt Lake City before. So.
Okay.
Did I say Frontier, or did you say Frontier? One of us said Frontier.
Did we say Frontier? I don't know. Probably me. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Rafael Esposito, the 19th century Napoleon. I can't say that without saying Napoleon.
Say Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. Thank you. It wasn't coming out. I couldn't get it out. Don't let your Nicole. Near Nicole. Don't let your niche internet fame turn you into a dick. Gibraltar is giving 110% testicle. I don't know why I said testicle. Oh, there was something about kicking somebody in there. Kicking Randy in the testicle.
In the testicle, yeah.
I was looking at it right when I said it. Amorphallus titanium. Titanium. I don't know. Had a harder time with that second word than the first word, but Shelby Houlihan, the American Houlihan.
Houlihan.
I'm wearing a MASH shirt.
Come on, MASH t-shirt guy.
I know. I'm wearing a MASH shirt and I can't even say Houlihan. It's embarrassing. Hail Satan. We'll see Foo's take
Hail
on.
Satin.
Satin. Scott. Sorry. Satin. Professor Andrea Solanoli. Solanolinia. Is that right?
Yeah, you totally got it. Absolutely.
Okay. Night Fever, Tragedy, You Shouldn't Be Dancing.
What did you say shouldn't?
What I write?
You shouldn't be dancing.
Did I say shouldn't?
You said shouldn't.
Oh, I meant should. I really meant should.
I'd like to hear that version of the song.
That was like John Lithgow and Footloose there for
a
minute.
Oh, and Footloose. Yeah,
you shouldn't be dancing. Anyway.
I'm so much more aware of when you get me started laughing and I begin with a
You do that sometimes. You start with
a
big
it's
hiss.
Like all of a sudden I'm lost air. I'm like a fish gasping for air on the floor.
You're winded.
Oh, these are so good.
They are great.
So
Jamie,
good.
Jamie, you do great work.
Jalapeno.
Jickups. All right, that's it for the show. I want to thank everybody over at Patreon who supports us. I noticed some names on there today that we see all the time, but we don't thank them enough. We just assume they're always here. People like Icor and Genie and many others. Big thanks to you guys for your support over there. If you want to be like them and get your names mentioned on the show, that'll happen if you just support us at patreon.com/TMS. And if you're looking for more details than that, why all of it can be found at frogpants.com/TMS. We're done for the day. Hey, Brian, why don't you do a thing here, a song at the end here?
Sure. This one goes out to Nikki Ackermans. Yes, the Nikki that was a contestant on America's Next Top Podcaster this last season. Also now an intern working on Daily Tech Headlines over there at Daily Tech News with Tom. So
she just did an amazing series about elder or about older people with tech. It was amazing. It was really well.
Oh, that's cool. Perfect. Like right up her alley. It's so perfect. Yep. It couldn't be more up her alley unless it had sheep's brains in it or something.
Then everything's up her alley.
I guess sheep brains. Yeah. I wouldn't put an S on there.
Sheeps.
Dear Spurs and Boots, it's your favorite talking telescope here to request a song for my birthday on July 27th. As part of my prize package of second place winner of this season of ANTP, I get to request a song on TMS. Wait, anyone can request a song? Oh, what a ripoff. I wanted to request a sad gay cowboy song because what else would I listen to when drinking an ice cold beer on my fire escape in the middle of the muggy city? Still enjoying everything you guys do, and I was so happy to quote unquote meet you both through ANTP. I can't wait to hang out in person at the next Nerdtacular or TMS Vegas when that happens. Did you know I also share a birthday with Alexandre Dumas, Bobby Gentry, Maya Rudolph, and Nicolas Coster-Waldau, aka Jamie Lannister?
Oh, right.
Sending virtual hugs, signed, Nikki.
Happy birthday to you!
Yeah, she deserves it. She's awesome.
She does deserve it. She also likes turtles, if you have that one handy.
Oh, turtles, eh? Turtles. I do have that handy. That's the one you want to keep around, see? Because, turtles. Let's see here. Oh, come on, Scott. You got it right here, buddy. I know you got it. Here it is.
I like turtles.
There you go.
There you go. Whatever happened to that kid? You know he got turtles. All right. She wanted to hear a cover of the song Fancy by Orville Peck. Now, what's interesting about this is that most people think of this as a Reba McEntire song. Mm. But before that, it was a Bobby Gentry song who also shares a birthday with Nikki today. I don't know if she knew that, if she made that connection, but if she did, she's brilliant. And if she didn't, then she's just lucky. Here's the song Fancy by Orville Peck from his Show Pony EP from last year, 2020. Here is Fancy.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room, worn-out shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We was hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a slit in the side clean up to my hips. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Staring back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown boy had stood. picture, one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. I could see the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at her pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. And don't let me down now, your mama's gonna move you uptown. That was the last time I saw Mama the night I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I knew what I had to do, but I made myself this solemn vow. Said I was gonna be a lady someday, though it didn't matter when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head held down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a 5-room hotel suite. I charmed a king, a congressman, and the occasional aristocrat. I got me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat, and I ain't done bad. In this life, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad and criticize Mama for turning me out no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now on 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor Mama's voice ringing in my ears. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me die. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. And don't let me down now, your mama's gonna move you uptown.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Oh, jeez.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.